This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from FEMA Region 5 in the new media production studio, Hideout, designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. The lead stories as we start week 14 of the Michigan bar closure. 7 in 10 Americans will not use contact tracing. Apple says the App Store has facilitated $519 billion in global commerce. Supreme Court has a ruling on LGBTQ workers, and the U.S. falls out of the top 10 worldwide broadband speed ranking. Hey, I want to welcome you to episode 1454 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, June 15th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Hey, we are live once again, of course, over on geeknewscentral.com, basically up on the website, so you can come over there if you want to watch the show live. It's real easy to do so. Again, live.geeknewscentral.com or geeknewscentral.com/live. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Twitch. We're on Mixer. We're just about everywhere a podcast can be. So definitely get over there and watch us live. If you don't worry, if you're brand new to the show and you're catching this via podcast, it's a piece of cake. All you got to do to get connected with the show, to get subscribed so you don't miss a single episode, is go over to geeknewscentral.com. And when you're on the website, all you got to do is subscribe to the podcast. You're going to find that on the right-hand column of the website. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Android, Stitcher, Blueberry, iHeartRadio by email, or even just a standard RSS feed. Had no idea what I'm talking about. Just click on the more subscribe options. It should be very evident how to get subscribed to this podcast. We want you to do so. Of course, you can subscribe to the newsletter while you're on the website as well. That's the most important thing, so that you can get a email direct to their inbox following the show on everything that I've talked about today. Of course, if you don't do that, you can come back to the website and the links to all the articles are there. You can listen to the show on blueberry.com. You can listen on your smart home device by saying the magic word to wake that device up and say, play the podcast Geek News Central. You can also join our chat room. We've got a Mastodon chat server at geeknews.chat. Join the Federation or join me on Slack or on our Discord channel, which is linked at geeknewscentral.com as well. And within the show notes, you can join that. And you can contact me via email. That's one of the easiest things to do. geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com, or on Twitter at geeknews. Of course, you can always follow me here on Facebook. All right. Let's see here. Of course, we want to make sure that you follow our partner shows. All our partner shows are listed at geeknewscentral.com. And then basically, you can follow us via the New Media Show, the Gadget Professor, GNC Live, Podcast Legends, GNC Week in Review. All these shows, including Podcast Insider, are linked at the main website. And we definitely want you to subscribe to all the podcasts I'm involved in. And of course, several of those I am not. The Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, GNC Week in Review with Kirk Corliss. So that's what I get for taking a week off. I'm not smooth on the intro here, but you can always pick up Ohana Gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. This show is sponsored by the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast. That's our good friends at GoDaddy. Again, all my promo codes can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And you can save big money here. You can save up to 87% on products and services at GoDaddy. And all my promo codes are there. Everything to save you cash. If you want to get a domain name, $4.99. That's every day of the week. 30% off new product purchases at GoDaddy every day of the week. $1 a month economy hosting for the first year of the free domain costs you $12 to get started with a website every day of the week. $1 a month to manage WordPress hosting, first year with a free domain, again, $12. Again, every day of the week. These are the best deals going. You're not going to find a better savings for GoDaddy products and services. We want you to check all these out again at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. If you are a business owner, don't forget about the free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal business or business plus plans. You get a 1 month free trial with that. I want to thank GoDaddy for being a full-time sponsor here of this show for 15 years. 15 years straight they've been sponsoring this podcast. Truly remarkable. We want to thank them for their ongoing support, allowing us to do what we do, making things happen. It's the most important sponsorship in the whole podcasting world, this one right here. And we want you to support it by sharing the information with your friends, family, and people that you know. Share the link, share the love, and help support this show over the long term. All right, so I didn't write a lot of notes tonight for the show. I was going to. Didn't do a Thursday show, obviously. So Thursday had a individual that, well, a prior commanding officer that I served under for a couple of years, was killed in an airplane accident and hit me pretty hard. So on Thursday, I was not in a mood to do a show in the terms that it deserved. So I took the night off. And my heart goes out to his family, of course. Have not yet got the information on the memorial. I don't know if I'm going to be going down to Pensacola or not. But anyway, you can read the details on my Facebook page if you so desire. So the weekend, we did a new media show on Saturday. That went off well. And then I just was doing little projects. Got everything pretty much kind of caught up. And which was nice. So I was able to relax just a little bit. And it's like, boom, it's Monday again. And here we are. So I did, it's kind of funny. My mom and I were Saturday trying to figure out what to do. And, you know, not a lot of restaurant options yet. There's starting to be more. Of course, the town that I live in here is not like this restaurant haven for top dining. It's got, I would say, average dining. So we definitely went average and went to Applebee's and had dinner Saturday night. But it was nice to be able to support someone here locally. Small businesses and restaurants are going to start to open. So we'll do that. But yeah, so just a little bit opening here. And what's funny is if you're a restaurant, you can serve liquor and people can sit at the bar. But if you don't serve food, you can't be open yet. So, but if you're a restaurant and you have a bar, you can sit at the bar and eat and drink. But if you're just a bar with no food, you're not allowed to open yet. So here we are. And well, meanwhile, Indiana, it's completely opened up, 100% capacity by the 4th of July. So we're a couple of weeks away there for Indiana being completely open. But Michigan is little by little. By Friday, last week, Friday, when I was leaving the studio here, it was kind of crazy. The traffic was like Hawaii-style traffic. I mean, it was heavy in town. And this is just a little small town. It's not that big, but man, oh man, there was a lot of traffic through the town. Hey, if you're on Facebook, make sure you say hello. Definitely appreciate it. So I want to talk a little bit about an email I got in. I've one of the listeners, and I've never heard of this before, because I told you I had a wish list program, but it was turned into a e-begging. So I guess that's what I'm doing now, e-begging, by providing the Amazon wish list. It was an e-begging. I'm doing begging for product, begging for support. So it kind of set me a little bit off sideways. Yes, looking for more support for the show. It's been very clear about that. Looking for more insider support. Been very clear about that. And definitely want you guys to support the sponsor. All three, if you can do that, that's great. If you can't, it's fine. If you don't want to support the show and you want to listen, it's fine. No problem. Okay. It's no issue whatsoever. And again, I didn't know if it was going to work, but I'd never heard of the word e-begging before. But, you know, like I said, people have supported the show over the years and I definitely appreciate it when they do. So, yeah. So e-begging is the new thing. Instead of a wish list, I guess I can be a YouTuber and have a wish list, but I can't be a podcaster and have a wish list. But again, still looking for volunteers. You want to help on social for the show? Drop me a line, geeknews@gmail.com. And been conversing with the family in Hawaii to find out what's going on there. So far, no news on when they're going to open the state up. So that's just the way it is. So keep that. But I am, again, I need a little vacation. And but I'm not going to go on vacation until I can go somewhere. Seems kind of dumb to do a vacation and stay home. But anyway, that's what's going on here. So glad you guys all were okay on Thursday with me not being on. And the weather was been beautiful here. Just absolutely stunning. And it wasn't too hot over the weekend. Wasn't too bad. And I had to laugh because my sister said, well, I had to wear a coat yesterday. I'm like, I looked at her. It got like 67 was the low and you're wearing a coat. It was just 30 or 25 or 20 or in the 40s. You don't wear a coat when it's 67. Sorry. And I'm officially in, you know, short summer. I'm wearing shorts until I can't stand it no more. So it is what it is. But come on now. It's summer. Winter is coming. No coats. Hey, Walter, you got off the lake. Good for you. Hope you caught some fish or maybe you're just relaxing. You know, either way, fantastic. All right, so a little bit of news here. More than 7 in 10 Americans won't use a contact tracing app, the data shows. That's a decline from April when only 1 in 2 rejected the app. And really, because of the lag between infection and onset of symptoms, people can contract COVID-19 and pass it on, of course, right? And we're going to have this new contact tracing apps. And, but people are basically saying that through an online survey that 71% said no. Does that tell you that people are sick and tired of this thing and basically flipping at the bird? But it does go on to say most of the resistance to downloading a contact tracing app came from people over the age of 55. Data shows that people age 55 and over account for almost 80% of the COVID-19 deaths. So it is kind of an interesting thing. And the most common reason cited was a concern about privacy. In all, 44% of those who said no to contact tracing said they would not trust the technology to protect their digital privacy. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think I want to use a contact tracing app as well. But if you're that pissed off and that scared about contact tracing or your privacy, are you signed up for a, and I'm just going to play devil's advocate here just a little bit. Do you have location data turned on your phone? Do you have Bluetooth turned on your phone? Do you have a rewards card at any place you shop? Do you use your credit card in any place you shop? Do you have an Amazon account? Do you have a Google Gmail account? Do you use Chrome? Do you use Firefox? Do you use Safari? Do you go on YouTube? Any of these things? Do you do any of these things? And I'm only just scratching the top of the surface here. You are being tracked and marketed and looked at on everything that you buy in stores. They know where you've stopped and looked in an aisle. They largely know where you have roamed when you have went shopping. If you went over to the car section, they know you've went into aisle 32. They know this stuff. The technology being used in stores like Target, Walmart, grocery stores, they know what you may be looking for, and they know who you are, not only when you check out, but when you walk into the store. You have their coupon app loaded. You get coupons in the mail from them. Come on now. And yet, I find it curious, again, playing devil's advocate here, that 7 in 10 Americans won't use a contact tracing app when Apple and Google had both said, your privacy's good. We all don't really trust that as much, right? But we give away more marketing information and more personal information. Anytime you're online and click on almost anything, that is being added to your profile of you. I said it from the very, very beginning of this show. I said it from the very, very early days. I said that Google and other websites know us better than anything. Google and Facebook know us. Google knows your search terms, your location data. Apple knows your location data. Many of the apps you use, know your location data that you've opted into because you didn't look at the terms of service of those apps. Use Waze for traffic. Of course, none of you have been in traffic. Waze is collecting information on you. You know, you think you get a free app that the ride is free. The ride is not free. They have to make money somehow. Thus, the story on Apple. Apple says its app stores facilitated $519 billion in commerce in 2019. $519 billion in commerce. So we have bought, purchased, did different actions on Apple devices to the tune of $519 billion. That's a lot of shopping online. This includes all transactions the App Store facilitates, not just those on which Apple takes a commission. So how did it break down? Digital goods and services, $61 billion. Physical goods and services, $413 billion. How much did they make off you in in-app advertising? Again, that location data, sensitivity of where you at. App developers made $45 billion on advertising to you. So that is incredible. Now, let's break down just a little bit on the physical goods and services category. General retail, $268 billion, $57 billion in travel, $40 billion in ride-hailing like Uber and Lyft, $31 billion in food delivery, $14 billion in groceries, and $4 billion for digital payment. Gaming and app advertising, gaming was $20 billion, non-gaming 25. So that's an amazing. Now, Apple had announced that it had made $155 billion in direct payments to developers. This is the money they gave them. But the study attempts to position those payments as a small fraction of the overall total. So this is a big number. $519 billion is a bigger number than many countries have budget. So the digital commerce piece of this, if you don't think is big, is billion. It's a half a trillion dollars from App Store economy. And again, 85% of that figure occurred via transactions, which, excuse me, Apple did not take a commission. Pretty amazing. Pretty doggone amazing. It is a rocking number. So this next topic is an interesting one. And the Supreme Court ruled on protections for LGBTQ workers. And here's my thought process. I have a very active team, a very diverse team, and I'll leave it at that. It's a great mix of people, I have a great mix of customers from every walks of life, right, left, in the middle, you name it. And even, yes, LGBTQ, which we have largely supported, and I largely supported in even the podcast awards going all the way back to 2005. So it blows me away today that you could have employers who have employees that are LGBTQ or not, maybe not even self-declared, who may fire them specifically on the basis of their sexual preference. I don't know how a company in today's world can survive with that type of mentality, to be very frank. I really don't understand it. And again, I don't know the basis of the case or who it was or why it was brought forth. But I think I can say as well that people deserve equal treatment in the workplace and throughout society, regardless. But a company in today's marketplace, or anyone that works or any part of leadership, any part of management that would take a position, quite frankly, there's no room for someone in my business that would take a negative view. And today's world is very diverse. And I just don't pull, and what the Supreme Court has basically said, that people deserve equal treatment in the workplace and throughout society, and allowing federal law to protect their right to fairness. So, I'm just saying it again, a business or anyone today running a company cannot survive with any type of attitude that goes against a non-diverse workforce. What's your guys' thoughts on this? Geeknews@gmail.com is the email address to send your commentary here. So, big ruling, 6-3, and on the vote today. Moving on to a more technical discussion, the United States has fell out of the top 10 fastest broadband speed. And, you know, it's very, you know, I'm living proof, you know, where I'm living at the compound is that, and I was talking to someone about it today, a gal that says, hey, I live on this road. I'm like, oh, you should be able to get Charter over there. And she said, no, I can't get Charter. And she's in a cluster of homes not far from this office. And I was just blown away. I couldn't believe it. But I guess it doesn't, rural broadband, you know, they don't care about these clusters of homes. Not enough money in it for them to run cable over there. So this is why the United States had the honor today, or this week, of following the top 10 nations in terms of average broadband speed. The data gleaned from speedtest.net, and boy, I use speedtest.net a lot to test my speed, so I hope I added to the America's decline in this to shame us a little bit here. The United States is now 11th, behind Macau, Denmark, and Sweden. Not a great showing given the countless billions in subsidies thrown at providers like Frontier and others to shore up coverage. And the endless lip service historically, we've been wanting to throw our failures on things like geography, insisting the only reason the United States is mediocre at broadband speeds is because it's so big. But we've had billions and billions of dollars given in monopoly tax breaks and subsidies to all these companies. Especially when the United States is now ranked 33rd in average mobile download speeds behind even larger countries like China. The folks at TechDirt say what's most worrisome about Speedtest's latest global index is that while the U.S. still ranks in the top 15 for broadband speed, it ranks just 33rd at 43.7 megabits when it comes to mobile data. That's a pretty weak showing compared to similarly sized countries like China at 84.9, Canada at 73.5, Australia at 62.1, which all rank in the top 10 for mobile data, with South Korea taking the top spot at 88 megabits per second. 88 megs on mobile. We know for decades, we've talked about it on this show, how the U.S. telecom industry has lobbyists, PR firms, think tankers, consultants, and others trying to protect their position as they try to explain the fact that some 44 million Americans still lack access to any broadband whatsoever, and millions more can't afford the service. Broadband is absolutely dominated by despised cable monopolies, and we've talked about their shenanigans on this show again and again and again and again. We've heard about community throttling. We've heard about warning letters, threat letters being sent out to users when they've been on limited high-speed 1 gig plans on using too much data. It just goes on and on. We have to complain to the regulators. Our public utility commissions, we need to complain. My brother-in-law and I were talking and trying to figure out how we can get broadband the 1 3/4 miles from where we know there's a head drop to our place. And when you call a major cable company and say, hey, what's it going to cost to bring that line 1 3/4 miles? They don't even want to talk to you when you might be willing to write a check. When you can't even get them to even talk to you about bringing a line and paying the bill to get that line there, because they say, oh, sir, then we have to support that line. Well, yeah, but I'm going to pay to have it buried. You've already got right of way. You don't have to ask no one. You just bring it down the damn road. And you might be able to sell the 40 or 50 houses on that 1 3/4 miles some broadband. They don't even want to talk to you. There's something wrong. And we need to start screaming. We need to start yelling. We need to start complaining. If you've been stuck at home, I've seen it here in the office over the last 2 weeks. Lag time. Put in a .com and press enter. And it's just the latency to start rolling that page has been slower. It's because their networks can't support it. It sucks. And here we are. The United States is a powerhouse, but our broadband, we are not even in the top 10 anymore. It's a sad, sad day. Now, that said, SpaceX has a plan, but they've got a month to prove that their Starlink network is worthy of rural broadband funding. Now, how can a satellite network get some rural broadband funding? The minimum response requirement, and you know what? The FCC should check this on my provider, is when you type in www whatever, geeknewscentral.com, and you hit enter, 100 milliseconds is the rural broadband standard from the time that that page should start to render. You hit enter. Less than 100 milliseconds is when the first data packet comes back to start loading your page. And then, if your site is optimized like mine, that page will load in about 2 seconds. So 100 milliseconds. Now, SpaceX says, hey, based on our position in the sky, our response time should be about 20 milliseconds. But all the FCC, all these regulators say, well, we don't think you're going to be able to do it. But they have a month to prove and beat the 100 millisecond funding cutoff. Now, something that's news here to me is I thought they were going to start in the south. But SpaceX currently has 480 satellites, but no consumer services as of yet, and it has exactly a month to submit application for the auction. The company plans to roll out the services in the northern United States and Canada this year. That's news. I'm in the northern United States. So we'll see what happens here. But I think Elon Musk is our only hope at this point. Now, we haven't seen the terms of this broadband. We don't know if it's going to be like HughesNet and very expensive and, you know, limited on data cap. We haven't seen that yet. We won't know. But SpaceX may, I'd rather give them the rural broadband money than these doggone Frontier and all these idiots. Because what have they done? They have Frontier. We reported it already. They've got millions of dollars. And they've only deployed like 20%. That funding was set up for. They're not doing it. They just take the money. They take the money and they don't help rural broadband at all. Issue? I think so. You can send your comments to geeknews@gmail.com. Vietnam has banned drone flights near all government buildings, borders, and factories. Huh. Many countries, including the United Kingdom, the U.S., and Australia, banned flying drones around airports and close to certain types of buildings. But Vietnam's communist government has gone a step further, banning their use within 200 meters of all important buildings. This includes the headquarters of the bodies of state, the National Assembly, government ministries, and central agencies. Probably they don't want these drones coming up and spying on them. Drones will also be banned from flying within 500 meters of military defense and security areas, including storage facilities and factories, as well as around airports. So I don't think any of us are going to be flying a drone in Vietnam anytime soon, but just in case you are, understand that. There's a great article that Kirk found over at boston.cbslocal.com. And this is disgusting. Listen to this. 6 eBay executives and employees charged with sending threats, bloody pig mass to a Boston couple. 6 former eBay executives and employees are facing federal charges after allegedly led a cyber-stalking campaign against a netic couple that they believe was critical of the company in an online e-commerce newsletter. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling said the eBay employees' harassment included sending the couple disturbing deliveries, included a bloody pig mask, a box of live cockroaches, and a funeral wreath. The employees also allegedly sent anonymous threatening messages and traveled to mass to conduct covert surveillance of the victims. Wow. It was determined a systematic effort of senior employees of a major company to destroy the lives of the couple because they published content company executives didn't like. James Baugh, 45, of San Jose, California, eBay's former director of safety and security, and former eBay director of global resiliency, David Harville, 48, of New York City, were among the 6 charged Monday. Also charged for Stephanie Hopp, 32, of San Jose, Stephanie Stockwell, 26, of Redwood, California, and Veronica Zeke, 26 of San Jose, and Brian Gilbert, 51 of San Jose, each is charged with conspiracy to commit cyberstalking and conspiracy to tamper with witnesses. Holy smokes. This happened in 2019. So this goes on and on and on. Now, to eBay's credit, eBay took these allegations very seriously from the outset. Upon learning of them, eBay moved quickly to investigate thoroughly and take appropriate action. Independent special committee formed by eBay's board of directors said in a statement the company cooperated fully and extensively with law enforcement authorities throughout the process. eBay does not tolerate this kind of behavior. eBay apologized to the affected individuals. Sorry that they were subjected to this. eBay holds its employees in high standards. Part of the investigation included what former role eBay CEO Devin Wing may have had in the incident. And they found that the CEO's communications were inappropriate. There was no evidence that he knew in advance or authorized the action. Wow. Wow, you talk bad about a company and the employees come after you? That's ridiculous. Wow. I'm glad they're former employees, but when there is an atmosphere of that going on, they sent a book called Grief Diaries, Surviving Loss of a Spouse, making a very, can you imagine a company executive sending that to you because you said something bad about the company, or a pig mask covered in blood or apparent blood? I'm astounded. I really am. That is incredible. And I hope that these employees have their, you know, get their day in court, and, you know, we'll see what happens with this. But wow. I mean, really, really, really wow. Simply incredible. All right, Section 230 is in the news again. There's an article over on Politico. Josh Hawley, writing broadside against big tech's ad business and legal shield. Now, we've talked about Section 230 extensively on this show. Republican Senator Josh Hawley is preparing legislation that could require major online platforms like Google and Facebook to stop selling certain targeted ads, keep key legal protections, according to an individual familiar with the plan. His is not the only plan. The individual told Politico the proposal would make industry protections under Section 230 of the CDA, a 1996 law that shields online businesses from lawsuits over user content, contingent for some platforms on not allowing advertisers to target users on behavioral data. So I'll say that again. It was contingent for some platforms on not allowing advertisers to target users based on behavioral data, which includes information such as web browsing history and online activity. It's the latest GOP-led plan to target Section 230, which has come under fire by the president and a loose coalition of lawmakers. Trump has called for the legal shield to be revoked over GOP allegations social media companies stifle conservatives' viewpoint. So he asked federal regulators to reinterpret that law to limit its scope. In other words, to follow the law. But at the same time, one of the FCC folks said they don't think they're going to be able to do that. But who will? You know, the Section 230 is a rule. So how do they enforce it? So it's kind of a hot potato. So we'll see. Moving on to something a little bit more scientific. This is definitely, that last one wasn't scientific. And the universe today has a cool picture of the sun, or an artist depiction of the sun. Pretty awesome. But anyway, they are saying here that scientists are much better at predicting when the sun is going to become more active. Well, as many satellites as we have put in space to basically look and track the sun and do things, looking at its solar cycle and all that, they feel pretty confident about it now, that they've got a handle on it. And when the sun may have a solar flare and so forth, be able to predict that. Currently, though, we're at near minimum. So that means solar activity is very, very weak. The presence of a sunspot, though, can indicate the sun is in a foul mood, which, again, we're in a minimum right now. But anyway, interesting article that scientists feel they've got a pretty good handle on the sun until it does something weird. All right, you looking for a Wi-Fi 6 router? Well, some of the best ones are on the market right now, according to Android Central. Staff pick was the TP-Link Archer AX6000 router, and it's not cheap. It's going to set you back $300. The budget one is a Netgear 4-string Wi-Fi 6 router at $97 at Amazon. Most affordable is a TP-Link Archer, the AX1500 at $79 at Amazon. So a whole bunch of devices here for you to look at and for you to review. The probably one of the most expensive ones on this list was an Asus Rog Rapture AX11000 router. Comes in at $433 on Amazon. So not an inexpensive device. And it just, you know, don't worry. About 3 years, 3 to 4 years, you'll need a new router. Has anyone on the show got a use out of a router for more than 3 years? It's like they got this internal time bomb. So I just don't fully get it. Now, if you like Elon Musk, well, there's a Elon Musk coloring book. Lets you make art of the CEO's weirdest tweets. An artist has put together a 52-page coloring book, The Illuminated Tweets of Elon Musk coloring book. And for fans, the book is 9 inches by 11 inches. And it's filled with Selena Gomez as the artist. It's a her drawn tweets from some of his best tweets, some of his weirdest tweets from July of 2016 through May 2020. And it's translated into images. What does it cost? Does it say? Doesn't show the price. But if you're an Elon Musk fan, you can get The Illuminated Tweets of Elon Musk. So probably be a collector's item 30 years. So get it and don't unwrap it. Oh, yeah. Here's this article. The FCC Republican has deep reservations about the social media crackdown. And they say the FCC may have no authority to impose Section 230 rules. So we'll see what goes on here. The president's order calls on the FCC to expeditiously propose regulations to clarify Section 230 of the Communication Decency Act in order to limit social media platforms' legal protections for hosting third-party content when the platform takes down content they consider objectionable. O'Reilly, an FCC board member, said he plans to speak with people who wrote the Section 230 statute that as it was passed in 1996 and other knowledgeable people about the matter, to determine whether Congress intentionally gave us authority or accidentally gave us authority or gave FCC no authority. So O'Reilly was a congressional staffer at the time of Section 230 was passed. His memory is pretty good on things. He said, I have deep reservations that Congress provided FCC any intentional authority for this matter. So who has authority on Section 230 then? That would be the question. Who does? If it's a DCA... I mean, CDA, it would think it would be the FCC, but time will tell. U.S. is going to unveil voluntary self-driving testing data sharing effort. So U.S. auto safety regulators will unveil a voluntary effort to collect and make available nationwide data on existing autonomous vehicle testing. U.S. states have a variety of regulations governing self-driving data. California, for example, requires public disclosure. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is unveiling the AVTES AV test initiative and providing an online public-facing platform for sharing automated driving systems on road testing. They're just trying to put everything out in the light of day. So this happens this week. They're going to be talking to people. So we'll see what luck they have in getting that up and running. And I think we all want self-driving vehicles, but we also want to be safe in them. So we'll see how it goes. Hey, Toby. Hey, Brad. Thanks for joining the show tonight. Definitely appreciate it. DoorDash. Hang on. Let me go here and check on YouTube. See if anybody said hello on YouTube. Oh, quite a few people watch on YouTube, though. Make sure you say hello tonight. DoorDash will deliver non-prescription essentials from CVS. To start, the service is available in Dallas, Houston, New York City, and Philly. So just be aware that you'll be able to get stuff from CVS soon. If you live in one of those cities, probably to expand nationwide soon. If you're on T-Mobile, they had a major outage, cut off users across the United States with California, Nevada, Texas, Florida, the southern parts of the states, the eastern seaboard, and in and around Chicago had huge outages. There's about 82,000 outage reports today. So they had some challenges out there. So there was a big issue, and at 5:49 this evening, it was still going on. So just probably ongoing for some of you even at this point for this recording of the show. AT&T has expanded 5G network to cover over 160 million people in 327 markets. So the areas that now can tap into 5G is Atlanta, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Nashville. So that's some expansion, but there's definitely some additional cities that are on the list. So you can take a look at that if you're an AT&T user. Here's an interesting one. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos agrees to testify before an antitrust hearing. See, here we go. Companies are getting too big. He had previously resisted calls to speak before the congressional committee, even as investigators in the company and testified. So, Amazon said, "We are committed to cooperating with your inquiry and will make the appropriate executive available to testify. This including making Jeff Bezos available to testify at a hearing with other CEOs this summer." Kellner added that timing and format for the testimony would still need to be worked out. He said Amazon has produced 225,000 pages of documents requested as part of the investigation. Of course, Amazon and a handful of other major tech companies are facing increased pressure from a series of investigations from the U.S. House and Senate, the Justice Department, FTC, into their potential monopolistic practices. For Amazon, the investigation has been focused on the company's private label items to compete against much smaller retailers on its platform. So it's true. Amazon sees a very hot selling item, and they come up with their own Amazon brand. And yes, they can underprice it very easy. They can recommend it very easy. So it may end up being a big challenge for Amazon as we go forward. All right, Apple had already came out with instructions on how to disinfect your iPhone. But if you're an Android user, you may want to do this from time to time. And so they've got some suggestions on how to clean your phone by hand, some stuff not to use. I'll have that all linked up in the show notes. I'm not going to go into the detail, but it'll be there available for you if you want to see how to clean your phone. And again, Apple has that as well. Also, best Chromebooks in 2020. Is your kid going to be home for school this fall? It might be, because a lot of these schools are doing stuff on, basically it's all online. So maybe a Chromebook might be an option for you if you need to buy one of your kids a laptop for the upcoming school year if they're going to be staying home. I know that they haven't figured out what they're going to do in Hawaii yet, and many places here have not figured out what they're going to do with students, and they're coming up with unrealistic seating plans for kids and classroom sizes of no bigger than 10 when you've already got classes that are busting at the seams already. I think there's a serious risk that we're going to have a whole, you know, my son's going to be a senior this coming year. What does that really mean? Is he actually going to be able to school? Is he going to be able to study? Is he going to, or what are they going to do? Are they going to stagger them? It's going to be very interesting. I think we're going to have a whole segment, a 2 to 3 year period here of kids getting out of high school, going into college or not going to college because maybe there's no in classes, maybe it's all remote. I think it's a big problem and something that we're going to be talking a lot more about when it comes back to school time because of COVID-19. Apple gives students free AirPods when they buy a MacBook Air or an iPod Air. So that's interesting. You can upgrade to the AirPods Pro for $90. Again, if you buy a MacBook Air or an iPad Air. So this is some of the promotions they've got. They've also got some additional free financing going on as well. So be aware of that. Oh, what did I do here? Oh, I just goofed up. Reopen that closed tab. Click over. How did I miss that? Huh. Okay. There we go. The 16-inch MacBook Pro. Oh, also got a new GPU announced today. Options is up to 75% faster. Now, a GPU is a graphic processing unit. And Apple's begun selling an SSD upgrade kit as well for the MacBook Pro. So for an additional $700, you can upgrade to the Radeon Pro 560M and get the AMD GPU, which will deliver up to 75% faster performance than the Radeon Pro 550M with a 4 gig of GDDR6. So again, upgrading to the Radeon Pro 560M adds $700 to the 16-inch MacBook Pro's purchase price over the default 5500M configuration with 4 gigs of memory, or $800 more than the lower-end 5300M. It's $600 more than the 550M. Man, they make some money on their upgrades. This is where they just absolutely, oh, man. So they do have some GPU, you know, they show you the specs on what this thing is going to do. It rocks. Also, Apple, so basically that 2019 16-inch MacBook Pro is 797 score compared to a 420 with the Manhattan. Let's see, iMac Pro, 1140. Oh, wait a minute. Am I doing the right thing here? We're talking about frames per second. Maybe that wasn't exactly the performance spec for this new GPU. Apple also introduced a new SSD upgrade kit for its latest MacBook Pros. The kit allows users to upgrade internal storage and includes two SSD modules for switching out to 1 terabyte or 2 terabyte, 4, 8 terabyte, or 8 terabyte storage capacity. And Apple offer installation instructions. Whoa! They're going to let you install the memory? That's a first. For those of you in Germany, Germany prepares to launch COVID-19 contact tracing app this week while the UK version is stuck in development. So that is coming. Link will be up in the show notes. Airbnb has agreed to hand over host data to settle its New York City lawsuit. So if you've had an Airbnb in New York City, and you haven't been paying your taxes correctly, stand by. They are about ready to turn you in to the New York State. Again, it will share info about hosts who may be violating short-term rental laws. Oh my goodness. This is big. This is bad for some of you. I know somebody in New York City that does Airbnb illegally. Wow. As a result of the agreement, Airbnb and other short-term rental services will provide the city with information about listings if they are for an entire apartment for 5 or more nights a quarter. That information will include address, nights booked, and the host name, address, phone number, and email. Airbnb will only share this info if hosts consent, but if the hosts don't consent, they won't be able to list properties for short-term rental. Oh my goodness. For New York City, the SAG is about weeding out listings that violate short-term rental laws, and they're very tough there. Officials estimate as many 35,000 current Airbnb listings break laws that prohibit entire apartments from being rented for fewer than 30 days without a tenant present. While this amendment could mean Airbnb loses those listings, the company hopes the agreement will lead to sensible short-term rental laws. So what it is anyone that did investments on speculation on Airbnb rentals, it's gone. Again, Apple's offering that interest rate financing more of its products. Again, I'll have that link up in the show notes if you're interested in that on the Apple Card. So just be aware of that. Again, they're expanding this. And Apple's, you can tell Apple's being pretty aggressive here and trying to sell product coming off this national lockdown. Microsoft Teams will show 49 video call participants matching Zoom. I do a meeting every morning with 16 to 20 people on, and it works out well. I can't imagine having 49 people in a Zoom call. It's already bad enough. But, well, we have a process. So we will see what they do here. Hey, Jim, thanks for calling. He said, we are in the same boat. IU has put their plan out. So are they going to have... that's Indiana University, I assume. I know you've got an adult child that's going to college, I think. So is she staying home and going to go, or is she actually going to go to college, be able to go to campus? That's the question. You know, that's a big discussion point in my sister's place right now. Samsung has revealed pricing for its very curved gaming monitors. Now, oh my gosh. The 49-inch HDR1000 Odyssey G9 with a 1000R curvature costs $1,700. And if you play League of Legends, you better be a total legend and making some money to be able to afford a $1,700 monitor. All right. If you're an adult and you've got discretionary budget, this is great. If you're a college student or someone that's, come on now. That $1,700 can get you a color corrected, incredible video picture editing monitor. That $1,700, you can get an absolutely fantastic monitor that you can still game on, but will give you all the color correction and everything you need. And the only difference is it's not curved. $1,700. Insane. It really, really is. I understand if you're a gamer, you got to have the best, but do a trade-off. Well, Facebook has rejected a proposal by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, to share advertising with Australian news organizations. Facebook says there would be not be significant impact on its business if it stopped sharing news altogether. So basically, the FCC says they're not going to share ad revenue with Australian news organizations. That means they're probably going to drop Australian news organizations' posts. You know how many people are on Facebook and don't go anywhere else for their news? Be careful what you wish for. Finally tonight, best Android smartwatch in 2020. I got a list of them. Definitely the Samsung Galaxy Watch Active 2 is pretty close to the top of the list, but I'll let you look them over. Also, best Android phones under $300 in 2020, so there's a number of those. The Moto G Power continues to really lead the stack on that. And finally, Samsung's $600 5G Galaxy phone has launched, and give you a little information on that. It's available at T-Mobile and Sprint, and again, it's from Samsung. It's a $600 5G Galaxy phone that's available. So, all right. So let me go back to the commentary from the show. As I talked about in the early part of the podcast, I got this feedback that was I was told, why are you begging? So let me find this email. It came from Charles. E-begging during last episode, such a huge turnoff. I am unsubscribing for your podcast. Well, Charles, thanks for being here. We appreciate you being a subscriber. And as I replied to you, tough times currently. We've asked for insider support over the years. It's not worked out as we'd want to. Sad to see you go. So again, I guess putting a wish list up with $11.99 items all the way up to high items, it's called e-begging. So that's a new one on me. So the show has to go on, and we definitely appreciate it. Oh, Jim says he says, the first 8 weeks are a mix of online and in-person, the remaining semester online for the fall. For spring semester, they start online, and after spring break, back to mix of online and in-class if the conditions are right. That will be the boy's last semester. The middle one got accepted to a PhD in Norway, and she is busy doing a similar mix there as well. So Jim's wife is from Norway. So that's exciting that she's going to do her PhD in Norway. Fantastic. Congratulations. Congratulations on that. I'm going to have a PhD. Wow. Bravo, my friend. Okay, so anyway, that's going to wrap things up here for the show tonight. And what are your thoughts on my e-begging? I guess I'm being successful. Successful in pissing a few people off. So I told you guys that a few months ago that I would start being, I guess for a better word, a little more aggressive. And, you know, it is what it is. The show will continue to go on. Either you love the show or you don't. And those that support the show as an insider, I absolutely appreciate each and every one of you that come in. Those of you that buy GoDaddy products and services or recommend someone, it's fantastic. For those of you that support the shows in other ways, that's fantastic as well. Again, just trying to diversify here, give you some options, and take it or leave it, you know, or tell me to go screw myself. That's fine too. So anyway, feel free, please to email me here, geeknews@gmail.com. And if the e-begging doesn't work, I'll shut that off. And you know, it is what it is, right? Always want to experiment here just a little bit. After all, I am advising podcasters what they should try for their show and what can work and what may not work and what you may get negative feedback on. And believe me, it goes into my notes. And you guys are not guinea pigs, but I definitely take things that happen on the show and I provide that as feedback back to the 75,000 plus podcasters that we work with at Blueberry Podcasting. So if you want to become a podcaster, hey, we got that for you too. There's a promo code link on the website at geeknewscentral.com. All right, everyone, we'll see you next time here on the Geek News Central podcast. We'll be back on Thursday. And, but anyway, thanks for being patient with me last Thursday. It was a pretty rough day and losing the Navy buddy or the Navy skipper that I served under when I was in Hawaii. So, all right, everyone, take care. We'll see you next time here on the Geek News Central podcast. Take care. Bye-bye.